Welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson again, broadcasting at Commodity Classic in Orlando, Florida. Our coverage brought to you as a service by Kelmer Cornheads. And right now I'm at the American Soybean Association booth, and we caught up with the treasurer from Ohio. His name is Scott Metzger. And Scott, you're bright and shiny, got the tie on, you're ready for the day. A lot of visitors so far, is still pretty early.
They're starting to roll in. It's just getting started. So as the day progresses, it'll become a lot more busier, that's for sure.
So what type of message do you try when you have a booth or you do a show like that? What's the primary message? Are you just, you know, taking questions from people interested in the industry, or is there some particular message that you try to get out?
So with us, here at ASA, we're a policy organization driven to represent the soybean farmers across the U.S. So, we try to present our policies, what some of our top policies are, and also take questions from what producers have that are walking through the trade show.
I know up in our neck of the woods, especially in North Dakota and Minnesota, we got some big crush plants that are being built, and soybeans are a hot commodity, and you start to wonder with all the exporting that's going on and the needs domestically and the development of products, I wonder if we can keep up, because there's a lot of use for soybeans.
Yes, there's quite a bit of use for soybeans, and as we get more of these crush plants online, we're going to have more meal available to send out everywhere, and we do a good job raising soybeans, so there's going to be plenty of beans around to get crushed, and we've got a lot of livestock to feed here in the U.S. and abroad as well. So
I know that your position actually is treasurer for the organization, so give us a little rundown on what that entails. And it's not a full-time job, so you still get to farm, right?
Yeah, right. This is a voluntary job. I'm currently the treasurer. And we usually have a monthly call and go over the financials and stuff. And then on the exec committee, we have a meeting every Tuesday. And at the end of the month, I give an update on our financials for that month. So and then I'm also my actual job is a full time farmer in Ohio, where we raise. I'm actually sixth generation farmer, where we raise soybeans, double crop beans, wheat, and corn.
Very good, and I'm sure it keeps you busy. I actually learned a lot about Ohio. I knew that that you guys obviously had crops, but you guys it's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, we're fifth in production on soybeans. So we have usually around 5 million acres or so, average around 55, 56 bushels. So yeah, we play in the game, and we have pretty high quality soybeans too coming out of our state, so we like to take pride in that. So
do you envision talking a lot about farm bill or any kind of type of policy issues when you're here?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. So, this is a farm bill year, so that's our number one priority, is getting a farm bill passed this year. And we've got a set of priorities for it, making sure that crop insurance isn't touched. That's a big one. We'd like to see some increased, some doubling of the MAP and FMD funding on it. We look at some of the reference price. We'd like to get that a little bit higher on it. And also with WOTUS and RFS. So, yeah, those are some of our top priorities this year.
Well, I would imagine you probably have a fair portion of folks going to be spending a lot of time in Washington, D.C. over the next several months.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah, we were actually there last week, all week. So, yeah, we hit the hill last week running pretty hard and talking with our priority points with all the congressmen. So
when you are listening to your growers, or getting a chance to listen to your growers and get their feedback for what they want in a farm bill and what the wants and needs are, how do you guys do that?
So we'll start at the grassroots level. I also am on the Ohio Soybean Association as well. So we usually have either some call-ins or some meetings with it, and just in general, just a network. It's with social media and stuff, it's pretty easy to reach out to people and get to them. And starting at that grassroots level and working its way up is how we like to do things.
I'm just looking at your big poster right now, or your big lit sign here, and the Soybean Leadership Academy, that kind of drew my eye to that. What is that?
So that's a leadership. I always call it DuPont Young Leader. It's Corteva. It's okay. Corteva Young Leader now. I was actually a part of it in 2011, but that's a program for any age range. It helps get get people, young leaders, in the door with different training things that we do and everything with it. A lot of media training, a lot of policy driven stuff in it. It's kind of a crash course of everything that we do at ASA policy wise in a 2 to 3 day session, two different times a year with it. It's excellent program. Actually, there's three of us on the exec committee now that we're actually in the same class in 2011 on it. So it's, the program speaks volumes for itself. It's one of the best programs that I've been a part of. So.
You need training to talk to the media? What?
There is that. Yes, there. We actually do have several other options for that too. Yeah, a lot of media training. That is correct.
So, do you work with like any particular colleges or colleges in general when you're doing this?
So, I guess for me in particular, being from Ohio, we work our state association and checkoff board works a lot with Ohio State. And some other smaller colleges in Ohio on that, but as an ASA, yeah, we will work with several different state colleges on different things.
And I'm also looking, I'm just kind of gaining knowledge as I look around. So you have something called the World Initiative for Soy and Human Health.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's our WISH program, and that does two different things. You know, that helps expand exports for us, and it also helps get food to those countries that are currently needing nutritional values and foods.
And one more, we're going to keep you going here. Biofuels and soybeans, how is that development and the usage of soybeans for that industry?
So that is one of our talking points with that. You know, the EPA had come out with some lower standards, and we can produce a lot more than what they want with the RVOs. So that's an important process to us. We can use a lot of beans going through the oil, going through that route of it.
One more question for you. Again, we're visiting with Scott Metzger, ASA. And I also just want to talk about sustainability and conservation. That's also very big in our region. We have I don't know what it's like in Ohio, but we've got some issues in the northern end of our valley with soil erosion just because of the flat plains and the winds that we never seemed like a gentle breeze in North Dakota, Scott. It was like 30 miles an hour. So how important is that to ASA?
You know, that is one of our big talking points on that is the conservation and sustainability. You know, everybody wants to define, everybody has their own definition of sustainability, but as a whole, you know, that's, everybody wants to see the big picture of making things better for the next generation, you know, whether that's using cover crops or a multitude of different practices for it. But it's, yeah, we have in Ohio, we have a lot of those same issues too with that, with soil erosion, manure management, the list goes on and on and on. Yeah, so.
And I didn't know that either. That was one thing I learned at one of the dinners we were at last night. The gentleman was from the media from Ohio. He said there's a good portion of Ohio that's almost like perfectly flat. Great soil, but almost perfectly flat.
Yeah, that is. Yeah, up in the northwest Ohio, it is tabletop flat. Where I'm at in south central Ohio, we're a little more rolling. So not tabletop flat, but it's not that bad either. So, but yeah, that is a good area up there. And there's a lot. Actually, in that area, we've got what's called the Western Lake Erie Basin watershed, where a lot of the water drains into Lake Erie. And there's an area up there that actually has a own set of rules and stuff to follow for nutrient management plans and stuff like that, just to help control stuff that, you know, everybody wants their nutrients to stay on their farm. So we try to do all we can. And actually later this year, that'll probably go across, that'll probably be introduced to go in all 88 counties in Ohio.
Okay. Just a final comment here, Scott. What would you want from the ASA standpoint, our growers in Minnesota, North Dakota, and South Dakota to know about the organization and what you guys are doing right now?
Well, you know, I think like I said earlier, with our Farm Bill priority, some of our top three priorities with Farm Bill, especially this being a Farm Bill year, and WOTUS, and RFS, that, you know, just want to make sure that we want to represent all farmers across the U.S. with what we're trying to do.
I hate to keep flipping back to Ohio, but what's life been like, or what kind of feedback are you getting when the new WOTUS rule came out in Ohio? What are your growers thinking there?
everybody's nervous about it just because we like most other states have a lot of got one central river that runs through the state, and there's a lot of tributaries that drain into that. So that you start going back a long ways, and it that area gets pretty big that could be a concern with it.